Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph Torah Kuf Lamed. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Gemara says in Sukkah, Kol Hagodol Mechaveiro Yitzroi Godol Mimenu, that a person who is on a higher level than his friend, that person's Yetzer Hara is also a larger size Yetzer Hara than his friend's is. Rabbeinu Zal says, Al Yedei Anova Nitzel Miniyuf V'Zeichel Shmiras Habris. Through says in Sasvei Shalom, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ve'eshes ish nefesh yikoro totsud, that a married woman, meaning a zayin over there in that pasuk, who traps eshes ish a nefesh yikoro, one who considers himself choshuv. So Rabbi Nezal says that through anova a person can be zeichet to shmira sabris. V'ze pirush hasmichus. Now we can understand why two things in the Torah are written next to each other. The Torah says, "V'ho'ish Moshe onov moed mikol adam hashal pnei adama." Hashem starts off by saying that Moshe Rabbeinu was the most modest person, and that's when the Torah tells the whole story that Miriam and Aaron HaKohen spoke about his wife. Al oida is v'ho'isha hakushis ki isha kushis lokach. V'ze pirush hasmichus. V'ho'ish Moshe onov moed leposuk v'tadaber Aaron umirim b'Moshe. Why? They spoke about the black woman that he took. Ki isha kushis al shem yofya nikras. The Gemara says, why was she called isha kushis? Because of her beauty. Her beauty made her stand out like a black woman would stand out in a crowd of whites. That's how she stood out among others. That's how radiant her beauty was. And they said, that he, Moshe Rabbeinu, took his wife because of her beauty. That's what they said. Now note, Rav Nosson Zal says, Ayin Chezkuni. Look in the Chezkuni, which is one of the a type of Medrash. There he brings this opinion. If you recall, we had a shir all about what the Arizal says, Taicha, this posuk, what they spoke about, what were they speaking against, if you recall. The Arizal explained about the fact that they had just heard from Eldad Meida that he wasn't going into Eretz Yisrael, and they suspected it was because he had a associated with a goyish woman, just as Yosef HaTzadik lost out on Eretz Yisrael. Remember the whole story we explained, Yaakov, of each one lost out because of different reasons, being buried in Eretz Yisrael, being Zecher Eretz Yisrael, period, that whole thing. But there is a pshat that says that they were speaking about was that he took her because of Yaifi, meaning the Alkein Dibru Al HaPrishus, that's why they spoke about his Prishus, about his separating from his wife, Kihem Loirotzu Lahamin Shef Shaliyah is Polish. They didn't want to believe, they didn't want to accept the fact that it was possible for him to be Pirish from his wife completely. Period. Meaning, so they were talking about him in a sense of Pigam HaBris, Chas V'Shalom. They were suspecting him of a type of Chilul HaBris. Rabbi Nezal says, V'alze heishivo ha-teiro v'samcho tekef v'ish Moshe onov moed mikol adam. That's why the Torah replied to their Lashon Hara and placed close by the Pasuk v'ish Moshe onov moed mikol adam shal yedei shehoya onov mikol adam, because of the fact that he was there to be onov mikol adam hoya efsheloi lihiyois porush legamri. That's what helped him to achieve the highest madrega of Shmira Sabris. According to how much anova a person has, that's how much Shmira Sabris he can be zeichet to. V'loi hoyoloi yichuda tato klal. And he didn't have any yichuda tato whatsoever. It wasn't required for Moshe Rabbeinu to have a yichuda tato. He was zeichet to be ish ho'elekin, to the yichuda ilo with the upper shechina kaviyachol. V'zeh shom razal, this is why the Gemara in Sanhedrin uses the lashon Tokfoy shel Yosef and Visanusoy shel Boyaz. Note, the Gemara uses a very strange wording. And again, we would say the Gemara sometimes slips up, it uses banana words. Chas v'shalom. The Gemara says that the strength of Yosef was like a small thing to Boyaz. The Gemara didn't have any better word to use than anvesanusai. Tokfoy, in other words, you know your Hebrew language. What's the opposite of taikif? Is it anova? It's really Cholosh. In other words, there's different words. There's a very strange lashon being used here. Rabbi, the Gemara says that Yosef HaTzadik's strength to Boyaz was like anova. It was like a very small item. Tokfei shel Boyaz and v'sanusei shel Palti ben Laish. And Boyaz's powerhouse strength was like a small thing to Palti ben Laish. Rabbi Nezal says, you know why the Gemara uses the term an v'sanusoi ki hu toloi ba'anova? Because this whole concept of tikkun habris is toloi in anova. Ki al yedei anova nitzel mi pigam abris, because through anova a person is zeiche to be saved from pigam abris. V'zeh shekosuv, this is pshat when the Gemara says kol hagodol mechaveroi yitzroi godol heimenu. Note, it could have used a lot of different words. Kol hayeser toiv mechaveroi, a person who's more religious. There were different words. Kol hagodol mechaveroi sheyesh loy gadlus, meaning the person who has more gaiva yitzroi godol heimenu. His yetzer hara is also greater. Shenizgaber olav hayetzer hara betayvas niyuf. The yetzer hara of tayvas niyuf specifically is mizgaber against him. Kize ikar hayetzer hara. That's the when we say yitzroi godol heimenu, stam yetzer is niyuf. Kemuva b'zayar, as is brought in the Zayar HaKadosh, ikra di yitzra bisha legalo arayim. That the main yitzahara is for gilui erva, meaning for zenus, for arayis, for taibas niyuf. Where do we see a very, 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 very direct connection between niyuf and anava? Niyuf versus anava. The Arizal says that how do we know that ikra di yitzra bisha arayim? Because we know that a malach is named according to his deed. This malach, what's his name? Samach mem alaf lamed. What's his ikar avoida? Niyuf. Nun alef pei is begematria the malach samach mem exactly. What's the equal opposing force? Nun alef pei. Niyuf. What's the equal opposing force? Anova is also exactly begematria the samach mem. Ze l'uma ze osalikim. You picture a person saying to Hashem, I was just taught in a Torah Kutamara, Abenazal says, the Zohar HaKadosh says that this test is so difficult to test, and it's the main test that a person comes down to this world for. And if I could, and it's so hard to break, it requires this and that and everything. Rabbi Nezal says, if I'm just zeichet to anova, this item wouldn't apply to me. And the more anova that a person has, the more he can wipe out this. In other words, where it's not related to him, it doesn't relate to him at all. These two go together. The Gemara uses the lashon by Yosef Atzadik. What caught him? Misalsel b'saroisav. He played with his hair. Where the Shulchan Aruch says that that's shakatz v'gaiva. In other words, a person who has extra long hair, it's gaiva. That's what led to this, chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nezal tells you very, very clearly. In other words, we want to spell out for you on paper. If you have this, you're leaving yourself wide open, chas v'shalom, for this taiva. If you have this, you're being told that this taiva will not apply to you whatsoever. A person could just be zeichet anava. Imagine how much time it's worth spending on this item. In other words, picture, besides all the other benefits that we spoke about till now, that it's impossible to become a kushya to the tzaddikim, and everything, you're told that the biggest taiva, the biggest sin in the world, that this is the item that determines whether you're a candidate for it or you're not a candidate for it. Halavai, Hashem should protect us from this taiva. We should be zeichet to be saved completely from this taiva. Now, note that the whole item, just a second, the whole item of Ein Boishes Ela B'Mokom Arayim, right? The Iker Busha is Nimokom Erva. It says by Adam and Chava when they realized they were naked, Vayiz Boishashu. What's the opposite of Busha? Kavoid. Kavoid. In other words, Busha is in other words, to be embarrassed. Kavoid is to be in a different way, the opposite of Busha. To be given respect. In other words, to be treated with honor. Honor, Kavoid versus Boishes Ponim. Note again that kavod is related to gaiva, that concept, which is the opposite of this concept of, in other words, which anova is the opposite of this concept of the busha b'makom arayis.
Wouldn't specifically haughtiness be a very good word to be opposite of embarrassment?
Yes, that's the word we're using, kavod. Mm-hmm. In other words, embarrassed means you feel low, you feel right. Shamed low, mm-hmm. Haughty means you feel big. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. Okay.
Is there any reason about that Rabbein Zal didn't have any association with the second night?
I don't know exactly why. I don't know. Could be because he had already fulfilled the mitzvah as far as having children. I really wouldn't want to say. I wouldn't want to say unless it's written. I never saw it written.
I don't understand clearly why exactly. According to this
tragedy,
did they speak about
Moshe? No. This pshat doesn't answer why they... Oh, what they were speaking about. In other words, they said, the Torah says that they spoke Alaydas Isha HaKushis HaShelokach, Isha Kushis Lokach. The word Kushis, what does it mean? Beautiful. That's how the Gemara interprets it. That just like this, different from this, that's how beautiful she was. They were speaking that if he took such a beautiful wife, what's this baloney that they're telling us now that he's going to be perished from his wife? The fact that he took such a beautiful wife shows that he was interested in beauty. If he's interested in beauty, you're going to tell me that he's going to cut off from his wife completely? They didn't want to believe that. And that was their topic of discussion when the whole incident happened. You understand? That's what the Chazon says to us over there. The Arizal has a different shot, Rashi Rabbeinu has a different shot in exactly what they were talking about. But could be, that they were all true, that they were talking about this, and this, and this, and this. You understand?
Well, but according to this pshat, it seems fair to me, because it's not that they had a time on him, as chachma. According to this pshat, they had a time that he was like, it seems fair to me that they would think that he was nichshal in this.
Nichshal in what? It doesn't say that he was nichshal. It says that they spoke about the fact that how is he going to be pirish from his wife completely if he took a wife for reasons of beauty?
So that's not Lashon Hara?
Yes, of course it's Lashon Hara.
They're not saying he did something wrong.
Why not? In other words, they're saying that he said he's going to be separating from his wife completely. It's not true. They're calling him a liar in a sense. And again, they're talking in a door by saying that he took a wife for reasons of beauty. That's Lashon Hara right there. That's Lashon Hara. No question. Baruch Hashem. Note again, just by quoting this Gemara, Tokfei shel Isvon Anu v'Samusai shel this. This Gemara, you'll see it quoted in a lot of places. Now, with this Gemara, it has a whole different flavor, a whole anamkus. You see that Gemara is not a joke. If there's a word used there, you can be medayik in a word of Gemara like you can in a word of Chumash. If it says kol ha-godoyl mechadeiroi, there's a reason why it says godoyl rather than yeser choshuv, Talmud Chacham Yaiser. If it said Godel, there's an implication that the word Godel is written there for a reason.
So why we hit this Gemara in Sukkah?
Huh? I'm saying by coincidence, you see the word Sukkah, right? Huh? Yeah, so and so, exactly. Hashkoch of Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Okay, next. Rabbein Azal says, Tzorich lehis yorei velifchoid min hakovoid. A person has to be very much afraid of kavod, ki kavod hu sakona gedola, because kavod is a tremendous danger, sakonas nefashos, it's literally a matter of life and death, ki hu don es kol hadinim, because kavod is the item which judges, kavod is which sphera, malchus, v'yavoy melech hakavod, and dino de malchus adina, chas v'shalom. Rabbi Nizal says, ki udon es kol adinim, k'mo shekosuv melech hakavod, ki kavod hu bechinas malchus hadones hakoil, it judges everybody, v'azai hakoil chikrim v'shoyalim mi huze melech hakavod. Whenever a person receives kavod, right away there's buzzing in the air. People are saying, "Me, who's Melech? Who is this guy that this kavod? I don't think he deserves all of that honor. All of this kavod malachim chakayr davar," the pasuk says. Im hu roi lazeh, the people discuss whether the person is worthy of this kavod. V'seh shekosu, this is what the pasuk says. V'nikdash b'chvoidi, al tikri b'chvoidi elo b'mechubodai. V'itayra says, about. Nodov and Avihu, the pasuk says that Hashem said, "V'nikdash bechvoidi," that they became holy in my honor. Kaviyachol. In other words, they died al kiddush Hashem for the honor of Hashem, to show that Hashem doesn't accept eish zara. But note, it says that kavod is what caused their passing. And the Gemara says, "Al tikri bechvoidi ela b'mechubodai." Those who give kavod to Hashem, those are the ones who are considered kadosh. This is what the Gemara dashes on it. Rabbi Nizal says, "Ki al yedei hakavod yuchal ligram loy misa chas v'shalom," because through a person accepting kavod, he can actually cause his own death chas v'shalom. V'azai hu nishkal demoiznayim, and then the person is weighed on scales. The person is placed on a scale. He's actually judged. So that if this person will be plagim in the kavod, meaning the tiniest drop, like a hair breath, he'll be plagim, he'll take it the wrong way, he'll take it personally. Then what happens is that the kaf chayv is machriya. In other words, he comes out guilty, and chas v'shalom, it could cause his death. V'ze nikra moizne tzedek. This is why kaviyachol, the scales in heaven, in many psukim that it refers to them, it calls them moizne tzedek. Tzedek is which sphera? Malchus HaKadisha. Rabbein Ezra says, Ki Tzedek, Malchus HaKadisha. Tzedek stands for the Malchus. Give me a pasuk for it. Tzedek. Lafon of Yahalech. Right. Tzedek Lavoshti is the pasuk that's brought many times. Lavush, Hashem Malach Geyus Lavish. Hashem Malach Geyus Lavish. Lavush is Malchus. So Tzedek is Malchus. Shehu Bechinas Kavoid. Melech HaKavoid. Vahainu Moiznei Tzedek. So in other words, Tzedek is Malchus and Kavoid. Moiznei Tzedek means that the kavod is put on the moznayim, on the scale. The kavod is put on the scale. Ki oz nishkal b'moznayim. That's what causes the person to be placed on the scale, the fact that he receives an additional kavod. So Rabbeinu Zal warns here, a person has to be very careful, to watch out, to be afraid of kavod, because it could bring a lot of danger to the person. What's the pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in a different Torah that shows that the whole passing away of a person is through kavod? Kvayd elikim yasvecha. This pasuk, you have to remember, it's mentioned a lot of times. The fact that when a person passes away, what happens? His neshama returns to the kisei hakavod, we said, which is the aim kol chai, kisei hakavod. That's why the pasuk says, Kvayd elikim yasvecha, that the kavod of Hashem gathers the person in. So that whenever a person takes on kavod, Rabbi Nizal brought in a different Torah that we had, the kavod envelops him. Sometimes it envelops him to do him good. Sometimes it envelops him to draw out from him his neshama, to return his neshama to the kisei hakavod. Because factually, where does all kavod belong? All kavod belongs to Hashem. So if the person, as soon as he, what does Rabbi Nizal say in Torah Vav? Ki tzorech lemayit bechavod atzmai? It doesn't say that kavod is forbidden. It's understood. A parent must receive kavod. It's a halacha. There's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Kibud Aveim. You're going to say that every parent has this problem? There's a halacha of Hilchas Kavod Rabbi. What's Taich? The answer is that a parent and a Rebbe are obligated, lema'et b'chvayd atzmai, u'l'harbez chavad ha'makayim. When I ask the child to get me a drink, I'm not als gashmias. I hate when he brings me something. I hate being served. The person should have a nature where it's despicable, it's difficult for him to see somebody serve him. It's distasteful, difficult, ugly. He does it, he allows it only because Hashem wants him to do it. If he'll do it, he'll get an X on Hashem's chart. He'll get a check, a star. That's the only reason why I let him do it or I encourage it. Otherwise, mitzidi, it's despicable. And by doing this, a person turns all the kavod to Hashem.
That's what you said recently about Moshe Rabbeinu, when the whole Eda came with the nice stuff, but so
mishpot, he brought the mishpot to Hashem by Tzlavchon. It says that they brought the whole mishpot to Moshe, to Elazar, to the Nesim, and to Kol Eda. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no deal. Now it goes straight to Hashem.
What is the difference between the
the Gemara, V'nikdash b'chvaydi means you will be made holy in my honor, Hashem says. In my honor. The Gemara Darshan is not b'chvaydi, b'mechubodai. Those ki mechamdai, Hashem says, those who give me honor will be considered holy. You understand? Those who give me honor. Kvaydi means my kvayd. Mechubodai is those who give me kvayd.
Listen, I
want to
ask you this question.
Just
I
don't know. I don't remember the whole Kohelis by heart to be able to know if he mentioned. I'm saying I know he talks there about these topics. I don't know if he makes a clear reference to this. I don't know.
Is
No, no.
Judging?
That shows that there is a judgment. You understand? Period. But let's look what he's saying. It's sakana v'dayel sakana safashes ki udon kol adinim. Kavoid is don kol adinim. Kama shikos of melech ha-kavoid. Ki kavoid hubchines malchus adonis ha-koil. Period. So we see that kavoid is melech and a melech judges. So kavoid judges. Kavoid causes a judgment. Where do we see a sample of this judgment in the simplest Gashmias terms? The answer is, as soon as you get covered, you see that people are starting to judge you. I say he is right. I say he's not right. There's a judgment that people are judging. He's being put on the scale to see if he's right. That's on this world. This shows, in other words, Malchus Dara, Ken Malchus Darakia, it shows that this is what takes place over there. As soon as there's a kavod given, there's a discussion there. Some Malachim say he's Roy, some Malachim say he's not Roy. If he's not Roy, then kavod elikim yasvecha. If he is Roy, you know, it'll help him.
person will want to cover it himself, they never will ask about it. But a person like does it for Hashem, so then like they won't.
Kvoid elikim haste davar, kvoid malachim chakar davar.
So if it's a second kind, where like people like they don't ask, does that mean that in Shemayim also does not?
100%. That's what Rabbeinu Zal is talking about over there. In other words, Rabbeinu Zal there shows you both, gives a presentation of the whole topic in detail. Here he's just pointing out one end of it, the rough end of it. He's saying that you have to be very afraid of kavod, because kavod at times results in blah, 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 and goes into a whole Torah. He doesn't say, but if you return the kavod to Hashem, it results in this and this. That's Torah Vav.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So is it only talking about a personal view
for itself? 100%. 100%. How do I know it? From that Torah. Look at the wording there. And I'm giving you the simplest poshut example of how it can't be otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if this were the only side of the coin, how do you have a concept of kibbutz? How do you have the Torah? We have what we just said about Yibum. If this is called Ishacher, would the Torah require you to take it?
Mm-hmm.
If Kavod is pachat, is horrifying, would the Torah require a parent? What bad thing did a parent do that he's punished with this einish of kavod? What bad thing did a Rebbe do that he's punished with this einish of kavod? The answer is it's not a punishment. It's something, it's a good item, but it can take you into the she'al tachdis, or it could take you to the highest places. If you use the kavod the right way, your memayit bechvod atzmai, emar bechvod amokam, that's the highest tshuva possible. That in itself, oh wow. That in itself is a bizoyan. In other words, you understand? What happens to a person, what happens to a tzaddik, let's say, when you give him kavod? When you tell him, you know, you're great, what happens? What's his reaction to it? Does he feel the same? Or does the act of giving him kavod make him feel nizbayish-like? In other words, he says, you're saying this, you're insulting me. If you spoke to Rav Kalman at times, you tell him something complimentary, he says, you don't understand, you're insulting me. Because the fact that I know that what you're saying is not true and that you think this of me, that's insulting. It's embarrassing for me because I know that there's a lie here. When you give him kavod, this is what brings him to a greater level of anava.
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be part of this shir that we're talking about, the Antiv shir,
mm-hmm.
is going to be explaining this whole thing.
So it brings him to greater anava.
100%. It brings him to a greater... In other words, when a person like that gets kavod, the kavod itself serves to bring him to higher and higher levels of anava.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, let's say right now he was in a level of 50 units of anava, period. Somebody goes over to him and praises him, and his nature is lemayit b'chayid atzmal hazman alokim. The fact that you gave him kavod, not only does he take that kavod and return it to Hashem, but he feels nizbayish by the kavod that was given to him, and that's like an added piece.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps going. He keeps the more kavod you're giving him, the more you're subtracting from him. The 50 becomes 40, 30. In other words, every unit of kavod within him is subtracted. You know, Rabbeinu Zal has a story like that in Sefer Maaseis. That's the story that we're going to be talking about.
Well, this is about like the parent has to take cover. So that too, let me say that has to take, so I can't be bad, but is it also totally on how he takes it?
100%. That's what I just said. That when a parent allows a child to serve him or encourages a child to do things in the house, you know, for the benefit of the parent has to always keep in mind that this is a rough deal. In other words, this is not good. This is not to my advantage. And I have to be careful to ingrain into this kid's mind that I need you for nothing. It's not that I'm going to be insulted if you move away from me. You owe me respect and you owe me. You owe me nothing. I brought you into this world. That wasn't a big favor. I brought you into a very dangerous place. You could leave here worse than you came in. Worse off than you came in. So I didn't do it. In other words, factually, I cared for you. It's nice. Hashem said I should do it. I didn't do it for you. I did it because Hashem said that there's a chiyuv to have children. And there's a chiyuv once you have children to support them and to clothe them and everything. You have a chiyuv, the same Hashem said, that you're mechuyev to show respect, to give, to serve, but your purpose in serving is not begat, not for gashmi. No, it's like when we say that, why don't I eat chazer? I love the taste of chazer. You know, I don't eat it because Hashem said not to. People say, you know why you're supposed to show respect to parents? That's not even the Torah, that's menschlichkeit. No, menschlichkeit, I would stab him, I would kill him. The Torah says, the Torah says give kavod, so I throw away all my... I'm a zhlab. In other words, I'm a kafui taiv. The Torah said that I should give respect. Leman Hashem, I give respect. Which means that if I see them say to do differently than what Hashem says, then there's, in other words, people look at it like a conflict. It's silly. There's no conflict. Mm-hmm. The reason for giving them kavod is because he said so. If they're doing against what he's doing, then by giving them kavod, you're going to be insulting him. You're getting lost. In other words, there's a bi-level table here. You're going to get lost in the second one and the first one. In other words, they're going to like you and he'll hate you. What did you win? You lost. The purpose of getting them to like you was so that he should like you. The purpose of Kibud Avayim is the same purpose as going to shul in the morning. It's a siman in Shulchan Aruch. What's the purpose? Lovely display to serve Hashem. And I'm saying that's the job of a parent. And I recall, you picture looking at Rabbi Zal, somebody with getting a Talmud would be Mishamashim. Did he feel, in other words, what was in his mind at the time? And I'm saying, to me, it looks obvious from having been around, that to him it was nothing. He spit on it, number one. Number two, it was distasteful to him personally. What was in his mind was, this person is being mekayim a mitzvah in the Torah, which says to be Mishamash Talmud Chacham. Period, that's it. Rabbi Zal's attorney at the Kodem Aram, where he says, Rabbi Zal once told me at a Hilula, there was once a Hilula, I'd say about 6 years ago, when I was, you know, like I was 17, 18 at the time. In the end, when we first came to Brighton, there was a Hilula in the auditorium, and I was going around at the time, Rabbi Zal Mendel was there, Rabbi Zal was there, and at the time, whenever I saw either one's cup was empty, I walked over and I poured soda or beer into the cup, you know, to drink. And very rare that Rabbi Zal came out with comments, you know, at any point in time. He turned one time when I came over to pour, he said, Rabbi Zal says, when I tell him, go down that a person pouring for a Talmud Chacham, it's exactly like Misachim on a Mizbeach. And again, you picture him looking at it. When you pour a cup for him, you aren't pouring for him. He looked at it, it's a Mizbeach. It's not Ani. I'm a Talmud Chacham, I'm a Keli of Oer, period. You're pouring on the Mizbeach. You're not, I don't owe you anything because you poured me the cup. You didn't do it for me. You didn't do it for me, and I didn't accept it for me, either way. If you think you did it for me, jump in a lake. In other words, too bad on you because I didn't accept it for me. I accepted it for Hashem. And that's the attitude.
You're doing out of laziness, tell the kid to do something for you out of your own laziness. That's not really telling.
100%.
That's not really telling.
The answer is in a way it is. It's doing it as ani. You understand? That was because, you know.
You don't ask anybody else.
Exactly. That's what it is.
You see that about covering. Everybody else talks all the time about covering that the person judges the next person, you know, differently. So, in other words, when you see a person getting covered, should you, let's say, you know, it's.
Definitely not. You shouldn't pass judgment. Rabbi Nezal says this is the veld. In other words, the reaction when a person gets a promotion, you hear people are buzzing, I'm saying in business you see it all over. A person becomes a rav at a shul right away for the next few weeks. There's the whole discussion, should he be, shouldn't, you know, all this baloney nonsense. You definitely should. He's not saying it, it's an advisable thing. He's saying that this is the nature of the veld.
No, there's by let's say, by dying a person, it's a, in a way, let's say, you know, in a favorable way.
Yeah.
And they'll do the same thing in
Shemayim,
so you know.
To be machliah him l'tayv. Maybe. Rabbi Nezal says a person should always find a kudus status in a person by you finding good in him. This affects, you know, finding good over there. Could be. But that's a beneficial thing. Better not to talk at all, you know, not to get involved in this kind of discussion.
We had a term before that said that it would be harmful to a tzaddik if he's too person.
Right.
So does this mean that a person, if it's not going to, like in other words, if it's not going to be to help someone else, he shouldn't talk about the tzaddik because of the difficulty? In other words, if it's a person who by talking to him about the tzaddik, he's not going to become a perfect tzaddik anyway, you shouldn't talk about the tzaddik?
Definitely. Definitely true.
Give more ammunition to keep.
100%. Lifnei Iver, Lusitim Nechshav, that's what it is. There's a halacha not to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. If you know that this guy's blind, meaning that even after you're talking to him, it's not going to help him, and possibly he'll speak out against, you're the one who's being instrumental in getting him to say something negative.
No, I was just talking about the fact that it'll make...
On the same topic still, Torah Kuklam Beis, Rabbi Zal says, Yesh Tzadik, Shehu Mefursim Godel B'Medina Achas, there is a tzaddik who is very well known in one country, ubemedina hasmucha einoy choshev klal, and in a country close by, they don't respect him at all. He's not recognized at all as being anybody great. Veshuv bemedina acheres umafursam, and then in a third medina close by, there he is recognized as being somebody great. You have a situation, he's great here, there's a place next door, adjacent, where he's not great, and then the third one, he's great again. Rabbi Nizal says, "Huinyan hakosuv b'zohar." This is a concept that's presented in the Zohar Kodesh, where the Zohar Kodesh talks about Mayon Denofik Me'asar Chad, a well that emanates, that goes out from one place. Me'asar. It's a printer's mistake. Me'asar Chad, a Mayon that goes out from one place. Va'azli mitchis la'ara, and it goes under the ground, it travels under the ground, ad shenoivea v'yotzei barochoik b'mokam achar, until it goes under the ground for a while, until it comes out, it springs forth in a place at a distance. Va'af b'mokam shehoilech tchis ara, and the Zohar Kodesh says, even in the place where the well is traveling under the ground, where it looks like it's not serving any function, the fact is that in that place also, it's watering the roots of the trees that grow on top of it. So in other words, you have a tzaddik, ki ho'odom eitz hasodeh, a person is compared to a tree. A tzaddik is called an eitz. If you recall in the first story in Tzipori Maisis, they met people who were carrying a tree that refers to big tzaddikim, ilona dechaya, eitz chayim hi lamachzikim bo. The Torah is called eitz chayim, the tzaddik is called an eitz chayim, an ilona dechaya. So the tzaddik here is being compared to a water that in one place it's obvious, in another place it's not obvious, it looks hidden, although even there, the holy yanik of that place comes from the tzaddik, and then it shoots up in a third place, you know, in a second place, where you can see it obviously, you can see its light obviously.
Tzaddik, the tree over here, would be referring to tzaddik in a certain country where they would get their fias from that one tzaddik?
Either tzaddikim or people, b'chlal, the people of the city, you understand? All the asavim, that are all the grasses and everything, revovo, ketzimach, asov, and satichah, refers to Klal Yisrael. All draw the yanika from this tzaddik, although it's underground, it's hidden. Period. Baruch Hashem. Next, let's see if we can start the next Torah. Rabbi Nizal says that there's a pasuk in Mishlei which says, "Va'oirach tzaddikim ko'oir noiga, hoilech va'oir ad nochayin hayoyim." On this pasuk, Rabbi Nizal once gave a whole shiur on a Friday afternoon, one of the Friday afternoons when I called him. He explained a whole load of things about this pasuk. Maybe we'll say that as an introduction. Le'iloi nishmasai. He mentioned there are two terms that are used about path. Two Hebrew words that are used for path. There's derech and there's oirach. What's the difference between them? What's the difference between derech and oirach? Why doesn't it say v'derech tzadikim ko'er noiga? What's oirach? And Rabbi Zal mentioned that the Meforshim explain, derech is usually a well-trodden path, a path that people are used to traveling on, it's well-walked on, and it's a path that, you know, it's easy to walk on, a road that's well-walked on, you walk pretty smoothly on. What's the greatness of tzadikim? In other words, you have drochim in Avodas Hashem, you have paths, the normal taken path. What's the greatness of a tzaddik? A tzaddik opens up a new road, an irach, a new road, a new kvish, a road on the side by which he takes those who are makuruf to him, which many times is a shortcut. Sometimes you have the main road and you want to go from one place to another place, you have a shortcut, a thin road that winds through the woods, which takes you there much, much quicker. This is the concept of the irach tzaddikim, the path of tzaddikim, ka'ir noigat, shines very brightly, hoylech va'oir, and it shines ad nochayin hayoyim. What's ad nochayin hayoyim? Rabbi Zal said that the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that what's the main purpose of a tzaddik? If we say, we mentioned in the sukkah a few times, this we're in sukkahs now, Chol Moed sukkahs. Tomorrow is Hashanah Rabbah. We mentioned in the sukkah that sukkahs is an inyan of a tzaddik emes. Imo de mesacheches al benoho, just like a mother hovers over her children. The sukkah is an inyan of a mother hovering over her children. Tzaddikim many times are compared to a mother that hovers over the child. What else is similar between sukkah and a tzaddik? Rabbi Zal mentioned many times, what's the main function of a tzaddik? To be miyached. He's the shujvin, he's the one who makes shalom between Hashem and Bnei Yisrael, Kutche Berichu and the Shechina. In other words, when he makes peace between Hashem and the Jews, Hashem, in this sense, is Kutche Berichu. The Jews are considered the Shechina, husband and wife. Hashem is the husband, Kaviyachol, the Jews are the wife. The Tzaddik is the one in the middle who's the peacemaker. He goes to Hashem and he speaks only good about the Jews. He goes to the Jews, speaks only good about Hashem. And then he gives the Jews Musar and gives Hashem Musar, each one on their own. But at the same time, he's the peacemaker, he's the Meyached. Just like in Sukkah, the word Sukkah is a yichud of Yud Kei Vav Kei, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, showing that that's the concept of the tzaddik. He's the meyached. He's the one who brings together. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring the oirach tzaddikim koyer noiga hoylech v'nochoin ad oir hayoyim. It goes until hoylech v'nochoin hoylech v'oir ad nochoin hayoyim. Until what is accomplished? Until nochoin is joined with hayoyim. What is hayoyim? Yoim is an inyan of Zeranpin, an inyan of Kuchibarichu, Hashem. What is Nachoin? Nachoin is the Malchus. Nachoin is the Malchus. There's a pasuk which says, Nachoin kisacho meyoz, right? The kisei the Melech. Nachoin is the Malchus. How do we know that Nachoin is the Malchus? Because Nachoin is Bigematria, the Ribua of Aleph Dalet Nun Yod. Aleph Dalet Nun Yod, the Ribua. Aleph Dalet Nun Yod is Bigematria Nachoin.
What does it mean, Nachoin?
Nachoin means until the.
Parting?
No. Smooth. The path shines forth ad nochan ayayim until the presentation sort of day, that type of item, until the day presents itself. So in other words, from this pasuk we see that what's the purpose of tzaddikim? They make new paths, number one, and the ikra purpose in their avodah is to be meyachid yichudim, to bring together kodesh baruch hu and the Shekhinah. Okay. I just saw it recently. Just a second. What's the wording in the pasuk by the Onan? The Onan went lefnehem yaimam lanchesam aderech v'layla lahoyer bohem l'leches yaimam v'layla. So the Sifrei Kabbalah bring, it says that the Onan went before them yaimam. What is yaimam? Yaimam is Avram Avinu. As the pasuk says, yaimam yitzav Hashem chazdoi. Then it says v'layla lanchesam aderech. Layla is Yitzchak Avinu. Din, Pachat Yitzchak. Loleches yoimon v'loila is Yaakov Avinu, Tiferes, which combines both. So we see that yoim is an inyan of chesed, which is the opening of Zeranpin. That's when we talk about day and night, yoim and laila corresponds to Kodesh Baruch Hu and Shekhinah. Yoim is Hashem Kaviyachol, the Oyer. Laila is the Malchus. Laila stands for the Malchus. Malchus is dark, the rest of the Gamma Kolom. Understand? That's what it is. That's the proof, by the way, that the Zohar Kodesh brings. The Zohar Kodesh brings that the whole mitzvah of Sukkah that we have is in this. In other words, the Anani Akavoy that came in the desert, besides the fact that they came in the Schus of Aron HaKohen, the Zohar Kodesh says that it was in the Schus of the Gimel Avos HaKadoshim, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Zohar Kodesh proves it from this pasuk that it says that it went Lifnehem Yaimam. That's the Schus of Avram Avinu. V'layla Loher Lahem. Laleches Yaimam V'layla. That's Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. It's interesting. Okay. Rabbein Azal says now, what time is Shkia?
6:11.
Then let's hold it over here now. We'll daven mincha right now. Set. We'll do tshuva. Tonight's Hashanah Rabbah. We'll daven mincha before the Shkia mitzvah completely. And we'll continue from here next time, mitzvah. Sure. We'll daven mincha right now. Set. We'll do tshuva. Tonight's Hashanah Rabbah. We'll daven mincha before the Shkia mitzvah completely. And we'll continue from here next time, Mitzvah Shem.
Sure.